This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Our pal Nick Ackridge of Pro Football Focus joins us to break down what he saw from the Local 53. Nick, give me your overall assessment from this past Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, score was not great. I think we can all agree with that. But for me, I'm just kind of looking at individual players. Obviously, we know that a decent chunk of the starters were out. So for me, I'm just kind of looking at young guys, young rookies that they spent some high draft picks on that were playing. And I was impressed with some guys. I thought Josh Connerly had a pretty solid game. I thought Trey Amos, in very limited snaps, had a good game. So that's kind of what I was looking for, and I was impressed by some guys.
Is there a case to be made, because it was many guys that won't be on the team, that Friday night was actually a really good thing, because it kind of gives Dan Quinn a chance to really get to coaching now and grab some face masks if he wants to and says, let's get it going?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing to get the special teams in order, that's for sure. That was probably the one area that was the biggest concern after that performance. And yeah, like you said, it's an opportunity for him to really kind of yell at some guys, because the special teams performance was not great.
Nick, you mentioned Connerly. I was impressed. And listen, I'm not sitting there breaking down tape or film like you are, but he was very noticeable to me on a couple different plays. Just made a couple athletic things look pretty easy, the type of way that I feel like a lesser athlete would have been more labored to get out to a defensive end that's lined up wide or get to the second level in kind of the run blocking game. Even if plays weren't good, I was just watching them a couple times and just kind of go, I see what they were in love with. I kind of see the athleticism there. Maybe the rest of it will come. Just kind of give me your assessment.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with what you said with that last line. I really saw the explosiveness, the athleticism, and that's something they've been missing for a while. But you can just see him, like you said, he just pops off the tape, and he really can explode to the second level, get to linebackers pretty easily, reach defensive ends. One thing he's going to have to work on is kind of tone down that aggressiveness with some pass pro reps. Was kind of jumping a little too wide on some reps, but that. It's kind of understandable considering he's playing right tackle and not left tackle like he was in college. So still kind of some learning moments there, but in the run game, loved what I saw from him. Just exploding off line of scrimmage.
Story or not a story, Matt Gay was automatic for a huge portion of the early part of camp. And then right before they go to New England, had a couple rough practices apparently. Then he misses a kick in the preseason game. he's not competing with anyone. Dan Quinn was asked about it today. Thing or not a thing?
Yeah, I think it's a thing. I'm going to continue to say that the kicking thing is a thing until, you know, somebody can come out and prove to be very consistent there. I think the field goal kicker has obviously been a problem for a while now, and it's going to be a thing for me until, you know, someone finally steps up and just starts consistently nailing kicks.
Take it wherever you want here. Who hurt themselves the most in this preseason game?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, you know, it's tough to say because he just got cut, but I think Dominic Hampton really, it was a rough game overall for him. I just don't think he kind of fit at that linebacker position. Was just overall just not great, was hesitant to kind of attack the line of scrimmage. And yeah, I guess that was kind of an easy answer since he was just cut. But that was kind of one guy that really, really stood out.
Well, Nick, to that point, he was the first guy that this regime has drafted that they've moved on from. You know, if you look at last year's draft class and obviously so far this year's group, he's the only guy that's no longer on the team that's been cut. And so they really saw something they didn't like to work out 14 guys, many of them at his position, sign one and release him shortly after the game.
Yeah, linebacker was kind of tough this last week. I just think that, you know, they're trying to find a spot for him. He's kind of too big for safety, too small for linebacker, so they were just trying to see what he had. He played 42 snaps, almost was kind of the highest of really anybody, and it just didn't work. He just didn't have that kind of that physicality to really take on blockers in the run game, and it really hurt him.
Nick, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
Nick Akridge of PFF on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.